The IAB presents the Simplify and Inspire podcast.
How do we make it simple?
Try to stop a lot of the buzzwords.
A chance to change the way a whole industry works.
For more information, visit iabaustralia.com.au.
Welcome to the IAB Simplify and Inspire podcast. Particularly excited because we're joined by our very own Gayla Roy, Director of Research at IAB. I cornered her in a corridor and dragged her in to have a podcast discussion. Gay, how are you going?
Yeah, very well, VJ.
Am I making you feel nervous yet?
Yeah, it's weird being interviewed by your boss once you're in a job, so we'll see how we go.
Yeah, don't relax too much. Oh, we thought it'd be a great idea, given that measurement is such an important part of what we do at the IAB, that we've got a strong history and heritage of it. And I know my own journey of getting my head around the IAB Nielsen audience measurement isn't always as straightforward as it ought to be. And thought, why don't we just get the guru or the doyen of audience measurement, Gay, to do the simplicity trick. So what I wanted to do, Gay, was just to ask you about how would you describe the way we, with Nielsen, measure audiences?
So what we try and do as an industry body is to try and make sure there's a system in place or a provider that can give a complete view of the digital market, which is a hard thing to do. But from our point of view, it's important, as things are changing so quickly, that we can actually see all that behavior going on. So that needs a certain amount of passive measurement, which means you need to actually look from the consumer side rather than just the media owner side. So having that independence and consumer-centric measurement system is sort of where we sit with Nielsen.
Okay, so I get the consumer-centric and independent part. Mm. I think the sometimes slightly more challenging part is, what is it we're actually measuring? You talked about passive and measuring real consumers as well as measuring publishers. Can you demystify and simplify what we measure?
Absolutely. So going back, we started off measuring just desktop, laptop behavior. So it's basically the underpinning part of the measurement system is a meter on consumers' computer. So much like you'd have a TV meter in the home. So it's capturing and measuring all behavior. And then breaking that out in terms of apps and browsing behavior, where these people are going, where they're spending their time. So both at a property level, are they going to a particular news site, or the category information as well? So how those trends across different categories are changing. So both in terms of audience and time are probably the two biggest metrics. And over time, we've added in smartphone and tablet usage as well.
Right. So these are real people and we're tracking real behavior. We're not asking them questions. We're seeing real consumer behavior.
Yeah, absolutely. But the tricky thing in with digital is everyone's digital journey is really different. It's not just linear broadcast content, which, you know, a whole mass of people are watching the same thing at the same time. So it's very hard to build enough scale on a consumer panel to capture that in great detail. So a number of years back, we actually combined two different services that were in market, and it was one was based on the panel, so looking at this passive consumer behavior. But then also we have quite good what we call tagging penetration. So media owners that have a Nielsen tag on their site, on their apps, that gives that volume information. So you can actually enhance the measurement system to have the consumer piece of the puzzle, completely independent, representative panel of Australian consumers, and then enhance that with real volume data to get that richness of the different players and smaller sites, smaller apps, etc.
Is it weighted towards one or the other?
The panel is weighted towards what the online universe looks like. So every month, Nielsen and the IAB are in field and actually checking that what the ownership of different devices, what the usage, and then it's weighted accordingly.
How good is the coverage of publishers in Australia?
It's better than most markets. I mean, it's very hard to keep up with that. Different publishers come and go, the global versus domestic. Domestic coverage is incredibly strong, but obviously we report on everyone regardless if they're tagged or not. So we've got some methodology that actually tries to account for the information that we don't capture from those publishers to make sure there is, particularly from the buying audience, they want to know what the next thing is, where should I be, am I actually on the right sites.
How big are the panels?
So there's about 8,000 Australian consumers across the three different devices, and we're constantly looking if that mixture of PC versus phone versus tablet is the right weight. So it's hard to recruit people, you know, and that's the same across any market research at the moment, particularly, I guess, the increase in smartphone usage. It's a more personal device. So having a meter on that phone, is a bit more of a journey to recruit people, but we do track them down and make sure that we have their behavior. Having that volume information from the tag sites, we can actually check, are we capturing most of this behavior? What are the volume metrics coming through the panel versus what we've got tagged, and adjust accordingly?
And we talk about this being one of the most advanced globally. And Nielsen also remind me of that. In what way is this cutting edge? In what way is kind of Australia ahead of the market in terms of audience measurement?
Lots of ways, and it's not just us sort of, I guess, putting spin on that, but we always have been. So going back to almost 1999, we had a panel in market, and we also had, I think the thing that makes Australia different is this penetration of publishers that are taking part in it, so tagging up their activity. That's quite rare. There's only a couple of other markets that actually have publishers giving their information to feeding into the system to make sure it's okay. So having that hybrid system, there's really no other market in the world apart from Italy. Italy are also a very advanced market.
Our friends in Italia.
But it's been made possible, and this sounds like I'm crawling to my boss, but having an industry body that drives this, because it is a coordinated industry push and support to have this sort of system rather than just being driven by different vendors in market.
Yeah, look, I mean, I think it's good for us to explain that this really is Australia, and what we have here is real cutting edge. And the fact that we've got connections and tagging across all of these different publishers is pretty unique.
Yeah, and also input. So, I mean, we've had our measurement council, which was the first council that the IAB had, meet monthly, interrogate the data. There's a whole lot of KPIs set off the back of the IAB relationship with Nielsen.
Me into these meetings.
No.
There are about 20... It's like some measurement mafia. There are 20 heads of research and data that get together in these dark rooms and pour through numbers and wag their finger at Nielsen. Is that broadly what happens every
broadly
month?
Broadly what happens. We speak our own language and we're our own type. So it's quite nice to be able to catch up with that group every month. But, you know, they're heads of research from across all the big media agencies, and not just digital. They're often cross-platform research directors. So they're looking both at digital measurement, but they're also going, how's this going to fit with the rest of my media offerings? So, but yeah, we do spend a lot of time on the numbers, on the methodology, making sure that we're building products that are not too far ahead of the curve, but also keeping up with consumer trends as much as possible. Consumers are always ahead of where we are. We need to keep catching up. And I think that's why it often sounds confusing in market, because the world is changing so quickly. The ways that we have to create new methods of measurement, you know, almost monthly to keep up with that, we can become our own world and speak our own language.
Yeah, I definitely know that you speak in a special research and data code. I think, though, you do touch on something which is quite interesting. Certainly my own personal journey in digital, I've never had a dashboard that's been the same. How do you reconcile that challenge that we live in a world where products are evolving all the time, whether it's a global publisher, whether it's a local publisher, and therefore we're having to evolve measurement? That must be quite tough to manage.
Yeah, it's tough to manage. And we do get often criticism in terms of being, I know mobile measurement took a long time to get to market. I think it comes back to the two worlds of research within the digital space. And if we go back, the beginning of the beginning of digital audience measurement, but you really
like the beginning of time.
Yeah, exactly. There were two different camps, and it's taken a long time for those two groups to come together. So you had the analytics geeks, people who knew they could measure everything, they had everything tagged, they had data on everything for their own area. And then you had the old school research people who were used to dealing with things like TV ratings or print or sort of broader market research pieces. And those two groups, completely different language, completely different methodology, and complete distrust of each other's numbers.
You felt like you've played a UN role bringing diverse groups together here.
Yeah, and also using, you know, I hate the I don't like terms that are, you know, but best of breed. Like we've taken the volume and really strong analytics data, but then gone, okay, the sort of data that you get from an analytics solution is not often people-based. You know, it's based on browsers or devices, or there's a whole myriad of different metrics. So making sure that communicating to analytics people that people can be different, and thus having consumer panels to feed into the analytics data to go, okay, this is a human person and this is their journey, rather than we track this particular path.
I wonder if this metaphor works for you. When we talk about Simplify and Inspire, the IAB mission, we use this image of a brain and two halves of the brain. Is it like left and right brain in the sense of the hardcore analytical numbers versus real consumers and what they do?
Yeah, a little bit. I think it's got better over time, particularly as sites have got closer to their consumers, particularly through registration data. So they're actually going, okay, it is a person rather than just a data point. So I think that's helped a lot of people in market understand that people-based measurement is the most important thing. The move from desktop, where we could rely on cookies to a great extent as a underpinning methodology, going to phones without having that. So cookies have become, you know, less and less important over time. So having that one person approach across device.
So a shift from cookies towards people.
Towards people. And people are on 3-4 devices. So making sure that you're not counting that same person twice, three times.
And I wonder if this goes on when you have your dark measurement council meetings. But I'm interested, and I think some of our audience will be interested in, how do first publishers make use of the data? What does good look like? And what sort of stuff do they do?
Yeah, and they use it in a few different ways. So you will have a purely rating side of things. So competitive market intelligence, both internally, so looking at your strategy in terms of building your business, how well you're doing, but also from a trade marketing point of view, out in market, these are how many people used our site in the last month. This is what they did. This is the duplication across different properties. So that's sort of the basic two areas that use it.
So use it for strategy, and actually rankings matter in market.
Yeah, it's look, the sales and commercial element of the data is the most important. And then the smart media players actually use it then from a strategy point of view in a lot more detail. They're going, I'm looking at acquisitions, I'm looking at what business to get into next, what are the fast growing things that are outside my universe. I think often in business we get, and this isn't exclusive to media, but we get very focused on our own business and not the market. The good thing with having that broader ratings data, you can actually go, there's something on the radar of consumers. What are the, you know, the 18-year-olds spending their time on? It may not be a traditional property. And the publisher are constantly looking, you know, should we acquire? Should we partner? Do we, again, I hate pivot, but do we
pivot?
I know you like
pivot's
agile and pivot,
in digital.
But you know, do we change our strategy? Where do we go next? And right. Again, just watching that, not jumping too fast.
And what about the other side? What about if you're in agency land or you're in a big advertiser? Mm-hmm. How do they best make sense and get value out of this data?
Yeah, so it's almost the flip side. So they're looking at, again, it's that consumer trend. So they want to know at the top line from a strategy point of view, I guess that channel planning strategy, what categories are doing well, and then going down to that property level of, okay, so what sites, what apps, what publishers are going to suit my need for that? Looking how that data's changing, looking at the underlying demographics, and again, that duplication. What's my reach going to be if I go across different publishers?
And we, this year, are going to be moving into some new spaces from monthly into to dailies. Can you give us a bit of a taster on what that might look like?
Yeah, look, this has been a long journey, but a good journey and a necessary journey. So I think, again, if I go back to historically, we used to look at sort of monthly unique browsers. We moved on that journey to go to an audience, monthly audience number, and now this year moving to a daily audience number. So, again, different than demographics, actual number of people on a site or on a property during the day. So that's pretty much world first in terms of the scale that we've got in market, and we'll be looking both at streaming and text-based content. So be able to give publishers sort of, you know, that, and agencies, that daily information that will give them a particularly important cross-media feel. So what would my reach of a particular video channel be versus a TV property? And having those comparable metrics across media is going to be very important.
Yeah, I have to say that most days I get a question around cross-media. So this starts to be a stepping stone in that direction.
Exactly. I mean, it's trying to get, I guess all media's got its challenges in terms of measurement, but having some of those basic building blocks the same across different media platforms, and then you can combine different rating services to get that feel from a planning point of view, but then also feeding into attribution models in a more granular, meaningful way, and being able to actually look at the effective spend.
Fantastic. Final thing, as you mentioned attribution, I know you've recently kicked off an ad effectiveness group. You only let me come to the first one, and again, it's another group that I'm banned from. What is that sub-mafia group doing?
I guess it's looking, so if we look at the measurement council, it's looking at input of ratings, that macro piece, whereas the ad effectiveness council is slightly more looking at the ROI, the impact of spend, so the commercial element. Because we know digital planning gives people so many options, so many different data points, no campaign's the same. The only real way to look at that impact of spend is to actually look at the individual campaign level data and making sure you've got the right data feeding into that to look at the impact of spend. So it's a really exciting space, and we've got a lot of different players in the room, agencies, marketers, a lot of different research people. And there's the trickier thing with ratings, there's sort of one source of truth. With ad effectiveness, because every campaign, every brand objective is different, the answer will look different for everyone. But we just hope to build a bit more rigor and robustness and, I guess, understanding what data is available to build into models to review spend.
We're certainly at a juncture, I think, at digital or within the digital industry where we have a responsibility that I think we're grabbing with both hands of trying to bring more transparency and robustness to the data. So I'm really excited about that, Council. Gay, you embody simplicity and inspiration, so
thank you.
I mean, every time you explain measurement, I actually begin to understand it more and more, and I'm conscious that particularly what we do is absolutely cutting edge and therefore sometimes not as easy to understand until you start talking about it. So thank you for simplifying it for me, and I reckon you will have done that for people listening.
Thank you, Vijay.
Cheers.
The IAB's Simplify and Inspire podcast. For more information, visit iabaustralia.com.au.